This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 450. That's almost something, isn't it?
It's a shame our end-of-year show wasn't 450. That would have been kind of cool.
We would have had to skip a couple more episodes throughout the year to hit 500, like, beginning of 2017. I guess we will hit... Actually, we'll be pretty close.
We just have to, I think we have to like double up a couple times this year.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Just number the Toy Fair show and number the SDCC show, and that should cover us.
Awesome. We'll hit 500 by the end of 2016.
I was going to say we're going to hit 500 this year, which is pretty amazing.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Radio Free Cybertron is the Transformers Internet radio show. One of the world's first podcasts, if you didn't know. We've been doing this for a while. Dang, I was like 19, I think, when I first started doing this. So 17 years ago, in a couple of years, it'll be half my life.
See, folks, this. Bad mistakes from 19 can follow you for the rest of your life.
Yep. Not many dates back then. Too busy talking about Transformers. But yeah, so let's see here. On the show this week, we got a lot of stuff. Catching up from the year-end show, which aired, the first week of the year? We skipped last week, so. If you haven't yet, go back and listen. We recap, like, all the stuff worth talking about from 2015. And it was much shorter than the 2014 recap show, which is, like, nearly 3 hours.
Which I can only take to mean that 2015 was kind of garbage.
Oh, no. We were more selective.
Yeah, well, 2015 was more streamlined, I think, is the word we're looking
2015
for.
Was more stressful.
There were more repeats in 2015.
Rob? Yeah.
2016
ain't looking better.
I know.
So, I wasn't expecting it to be honest.
Even Masterpieces got a lot of repaints in 2015.
Yeah. Hey, so we're going to give away the T-Formers contest winners at the end of the episode, I guess. We're not going to do it at the beginning. We're going to make people listen all the way through.
Well, yeah, that's how you run a show, Kilby. You make people listen to all the stuff they don't care about to hear the one thing they want to hear. It's the same philosophy JD used when he would have me come on Fanboy Versus in the old days. Whatever I was there to talk about, he would make sure was at the end of the show, so I had to sit there and be bored for 2.5 hours.
He was being a jerk, though.
So, yeah.
Okay.
But I was being awesome that, so that was just so if you wanted to tune out, you could tune out as soon as you started talking.
Oh, good one. That was a good one. Hey, so what are you guys giving away? What is this?
So this is our Fans Choice Year in Review contest giveaway, not really a contest. So we asked our readers to go to the message boards and just. We did a lot of picks for our year in review topics, and we wanted to hear what our readers had to say. So we randomly selected one respondent to get a $50 Big Bad Toy Store gift certificate, and then there will be two second prize winners who will each get a $25, and we'll be announcing that at the end of the show.
Cool. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't wait to find out who it was. I'm not eligible to win. Okay, so
nobody here is eligible to win.
Yeah,
sorry.
Because I saw that and I thought, hey, oh, I need to ask if I can win or not.
Okay, I just got a tweet because I pay attention to this stuff during the show from our pal Trans Fanatics, who said, don't forget to enter our contest for Combiner Wars Ultra Magnus on our Facebook page.
Oh, cool.
Cool, yeah, just go to Facebook and look for Trans Fanatics.
Cool.
So there you go, Trans Fanatics. There's your plug.
That is a great toy.
Yeah, it's a great toy. It's my favorite.
It's a good toy.
Yes, toy.
It's our favorite reveal from 2014.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's a good toy. Okay. Hey, so actually,
can you believe that it's just 1 month until Toy Fair?
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I can't wait. Oh my god!
A month to the day.
We need to start hyping that then. So
we also need to start recruiting for it.
Yeah.
I've already begun a little bit of that, so you know we will have some. Guest faces on
any bites on that?
Yes, there is interest. We're working on finalizing the scheduling.
Okay, so by next week, we should have at least a rough list of who will be on.
Hopefully.
So that will be Saturday, February 13th. Mm-hmm. Last year, so DieCast isn't going to miss Valentine's Day like he did last year.
Well, I assume DieCast will be there for, you know, more than one day of Toy Fair.
Yeah.
His wife, Kim, loves us.
DieCast, I love your dedication to the show and all the stuff we do, genuinely. I just have to wonder how that affects your marriage sometimes, though.
I'm not divorced yet.
but you don't run up to New York when it's Valentine's Day either.
Last year, Kim told me to. It's like, go with DieCast. It's okay. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Brian?
Maybe you should this year. She encourages you again.
I finally figured out who Kim reminds me of.
Who?
Which one?
He's met Brian, Kim. Brian's Kim. She's Mary Jane Parker.
How?
Because all this weird stuff keeps happening to her, and she's just in it. She just keeps on going.
She's not. Kim's not a redhead, so. But I kind of wish she was a redhead. That'd be pretty awesome, actually. Okay.
Well, Kilby, you're just like a bottle away from that.
You know, her skin is so pale. If she's anything like anything other than blonde, she just looks like death. Okay, so she has really porcelain skin. Okay, so did anybody get anything last week? I got Road Rage, which I said I was going to cancel. I did cancel my pre-order, but it popped up on Amazon for like $50, and I'm like, I might as well.
You know, I like how this is laid out in the show notes, too. Brian's got Road Rage, but we all knew this. Yeah. And I really wanted to follow up on that with, no, Brian just has distracted driving.
I have Road Rage. I have full-on Road Rage.
You also have distracted driving, Kilby. I've drove with you before.
Yeah, I know.
He does because he's constantly looking for sheets.
There's truth to that.
And reading his work emails.
No, reading and responding to work emails.
Kill me.
Yeah, and we don't mean using voice to text either.
He was trying to do that on the 2012 trip.
I started using it, and I would make a joke of it. I would start off each response with apologies, I'm driving, and this is using voice to text, and then I would like throw in random words like it's like
potato
farm. Make sure to check that report, potato salad.
No, but like. The voice recognition on that was so good. Like,
I had to do that. No, yeah. And that was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Google, man. It's crazy stuff.
Hey, Alexa, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks.
Okay. Sorry. It's the future. Okay. So.
You can tell that we've taken a couple weeks off here.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, did you get anything? I see that you did.
Yes. I got Mastermind Creations Anarchus.
Very nice.
Very, very much so. He is awesome. He is a great deal larger than Syndicus too.
All have you tortured in that so far?
Oh, nothing yet. I need a couple more DJD members before I go on the torture spree.
What are you getting, Voss?
You have an electric chair. How can you not use it?
I have Voss.
Well, and also I saw a picture that Syndicus can hold Voss in gun mode.
Of course.
Oh, what's Voss's name? Okay, I'm getting what was Voss in the third party name?
Syndicus.
Okay, no, never mind. Yeah, never mind. Okay.
And I got Masterpiece Red Bumblebee.
How do you like him? He's a red bumblebee, right?
He is a red bumblebee, but you know what? I realized that I like this mold more than I used to. And I think that's thanks to Trax sucking as bad as he does. He makes everything better by comparison.
I haven't transformed Road Rage. She is staying in Corvette mode.
And I didn't cancel my pre-order in time, so I also got Masterpiece Clampdown. Oh, wait, that's Red Alert. I get confused because they're basically the same thing.
So I shouldn't regret canceling that one.
No.
I mean, it's not like that's a surprise. Clampdown's always been just Red Alert and Police Deco.
Yeah,
instead of fire deco. Yeah.
Yes, he has just a little bit of black instead of a little bit of red.
Even the original E-Hobby days, that's all it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's still the Lamborghini mold, and I still really like it. So, yes. But it is just pretty much red alert.
So I guess G2 Clampdown will be a color inversion. That's pretty much it.
Be a what?
Just you know, just like I like black, like I don't know, just.
Well, if they do deep cover, it'll pretty much just be G2 side swipe with blue instead of red.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, cool. Hey, so let's jump to this week in history.
I couldn't help but laugh when I read this one.
So, like, okay, I will admit, this is not this week in history, but since we skipped last week, I'm counting it. January 4th, 2005, Dreamwave Productions officially declares bankruptcy, bringing their Transformers comic storylines to an abrupt end.
Which... I'll admit, is kind of I'm still kind of sad about that.
Why?
Because their Armada comic was leaps and bounds better than the television series.
It was when Chris Arcini was writing it, but after Furman started writing it, it went to crap. Yeah.
And then I was really looking forward to the Energon comic because they picked up with the numbering at 19.
Didn't it come out?
One or two issues of Energon came out, but they kept the same numbering system.
Yeah.
And I was kind of enjoying to see where they were going to go with this, and then it just sort of, you know, fell apart.
Bummer.
That's when Don stopped reading comics.
Pretty much. Until Regeneration 1 brought him back.
I thought what took Don out of the comics was All Hail Megatron.
I was really enjoying it up to that point. It's just,
I mean, of course Don was into the IDW stuff before that because it was Furman.
Yeah, I like me some Simon.
Don has a type, and that type is Simon
Furman.
The
type is bald and British. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's everything Don aspires to be.
Yeah, true.
Well, I'll be one step closer to being the Doctor. I'll be cast as the next Doctor.
Or Patrick Stewart, at least.
Okay, let's go ahead and jump to the news. As a reminder, all news items mentioned in the show can be found at tfradio.net/450.
And there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember this much stuff. Okay. So, Combiner Wars G2 Superion was available on Amazon in the U.S. very briefly.
Yeah, for about 2 hours.
And I missed it.
Two hours.
I think we all missed it.
Yeah, by the time I found out.
Triplet
got it.
Triplet ordered, and he will have his on tomorrow, actually.
I now don't like Triplet. No.
I'm happy.
Just joking,
you. No,
Chris.
I'm pretty sure. If you remember with... Quickslinger and Breakneck, Amazon listed a small quantity of those a few days before the street date that we knew existed for those. And then, you know, they were sold out and kind of went scalper baity for a couple of days. But when the street date came around, they had quantity of them again.
Well, it's interesting that if you go to the page, 404 not found. It's been completely erased. So,
I think it'll... Like, we talked about this on 448, I think. I think it's going to be, you know, up again on Friday.
Yeah. I wish they would share the street dates. I mean, they did with Breakneck and Quickslinger, but, you know, for all the things that do actually have a street date, like Devastator apparently did, even though no one really...
adhered to it, yeah.
So I'll say this. Because Amazon did. I'll say this. I can say this because since we're not under an NDA or anything, like if I was under an NDA saying that I had the street date, I couldn't tell you. But since I'm not, I can say that we can't. We don't know. We have no idea. Yeah, XV is like thinking, blah, blah, blah. But no.
I was trying to parse the sentence you were structuring there. But
there's been nothing. Nothing as far as the dates go. So
all we knew is they were coming, they existed, they were in Canada for a while, and then this thing shows up.
Yeah.
And then there were like 10 on Amazon.
I'm just saying, if there is a street date now.
Oh, yeah. Why not publish what that date is? Yeah. So we can be like prepared to watch for it to happen.
So Duran, Weird Wolf from TFYLP, posted on Facebook, did anybody actually get this? And he linked me to the pre-order at Captured Prey, which was $5 more. So I went ahead and...
Although they also, like, Captured Prey's page has an expected arrival of February to March.
Yeah, right, exactly. But I'm like, I don't care. I'll get it eventually. So I just went ahead and pre-ordered it so that I know that I'll get it.
Superion is the one of these I'm least concerned about getting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Superion, G2 Fireflight was the aerial bot I had as a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
But G2 Superion, G2 aerial bots have like basically no resonance for me.
I love G2 aerial bots. Superion is the one I want the most.
Well, I want Superion
barring a Defensor. But
I want Superion the most because he is the best combiner base to work from.
This is true. This is true.
But the coloring, I mean, G2 Superion is one of the two G2 combiners that I actually have. So I'm not super, super pumped. If I don't like Minasaur. I really hate Minasaur. But Defensor.
But those colors.
Those
man.
Colors are fantastic.
Yeah. Very pretty.
I mean, and they bought a G2 Superion. They said they bought a G2 Superion to make sure they got the colors and, you know, everything as close as possible. So that was.
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to Minasaur, of course, Bruticus. I'm hoping the G2, if we get a G2 version, it'll be Guard City. But I'm really, you know, in Japan, it'll be Guard City.
I mean, would it not be Defensor?
I'm just really hoping.
No, I mean, if Takara does a second version.
They've
released their Defensor with Groove. I'm hoping if they re-release it, it'll be as a Guard City.
Well, heck, I want a Battle Gaia then. If we're talking about that.
Well, yeah, I want that too.
I'm waiting for both of those in Unite Warriors, and I'm pretty sure if they're making new molds, they're going to get as many uses out of them as they can.
I agree.
I want both colorations of Voltagus, a Ruination and Voltagus, one for each. Actually, Ruination had three different colors.
I'll need an entire new bookcase just for Bruticus.
That would be fantastic, Don.
It would.
You're gonna be like, you know, Ender, but for Bruticus.
I already am. I've got, other than Battle Gaia, I've got every version of Bruticus.
I know, but like, you're gonna need to like just devote a whole room of your home to it, and.
Ooh, and they could do Ruination's Shockwave as Energon Six Shot.
Ooh, I would like that.
It doesn't make any sense, but I mean, there's no shockwave to go with Ruination, so you may as well.
Yeah.
Or, you know, could they do him in gray as a color homage to Astro Magnum Shockwave, but call him something else?
They could. They probably won't.
Possibly. But I just like my six shot.
I mean, I say they probably won't. Guess what? They've done some wacky stuff.
Yeah, predicting Hasbro or Takara at this point is kind of difficult.
Has Hasbro ever done a homage to something that they didn't do as far as like a coloration on a mold or something?
That is not a question I can answer off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
I mean, you'd have to go to like a Bandai mold that they got or something weird like that.
Would you count the blue Omega Supreme? Was the Guardian robot?
Was that the original color of that mold?
No, it was a Diaclone. It was a Diaclone.
Is Omega Supreme a Diaclone?
No.
It was from another company. Like the Decepticons.
I'm like, you just said something that blew my mind because I thought he was another company. Toy Box. Yeah, Toy Box.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the closest I can think is that, of course, you know, the regular colors for animated Shockwave were, you know, basically Astro Magnum Gray.
Were they? Well, but I
don't, whether I, that's intentional or not, I don't know.
I don't think it was intentional. I just think it was.
Are you sure, though?
I don't know.
Well, it's Derek Wyatt, so, you know.
Yeah, it's Derek Wyatt. That's kind of the thing.
That's a good point. See, they can do anything.
Yeah. Okay. No, I mean, obviously they can do anything.
Okay, let's go ahead and move along, I guess. So we have Titans Return Leader Class Soundwave photos that Hasbro released on their Facebook page earlier this week. Photos of Soundwave and his Titan Master Sound Blaster. Of course, he is a retool of Blaster, as we knew. But he looks really nice. I really like it. I genuinely like this.
I like that they went with the yellow visor for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
The clear chest is kind of odd, but
I think that's awesome. Soundwave
gets a clear chest, though. I mean,
yeah, it just looks weird. It kind of takes after the expanded, you know, chest compartment that all the reissues use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I've never been a huge fan of myself. I'd kind of like to see the sides of that painted blue myself, but it doesn't look bad.
Yeah,
I like the robot mode. I think the boombox mode is going to take a little getting used to, though.
Yeah, I agree.
I didn't even think about that.
Well, really,
he's an iPod dock. One of those really weird looking ones.
Yeah. Actually, when I was younger, I actually had a stereo cassette player recorder. Mm-hmm. That recorded and played back in stereo, and it was longer than your regular cassette player because you had to have the twin, you know, speakers and everything. And that right there basically is what that was, is you had two recording microphones on each end. So, you know, if you think of it that way, it's like an old style, you know, stereo recorder.
Like, what I really like about this is, of course, the head is Sound Blaster, which, you know, is kind of awesome because Sound Blaster is just Soundwave's head with new parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's part old parts.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, it's pretty cool. It is weird, though, that he's a boombox. I really didn't even think about that.
I'm just hoping if we get a leader class Sound Blaster, ultimately they name the Titan Master new Soundwave.
Love that. Okay, let's see here. So a lot of news items we're going to go through are from last week, so you've probably already heard about them, but we have not necessarily given our thoughts. So so we did a mini cast. Matt, Chris, and John did a mini cast last week on some of the leaks that popped up. Did we have the Computron art at that point, or was it? It was just the reference in Walmart's inventory system or something.
It was the inventory listing, yeah.
Yeah.
So we've gotten a few photos, I guess, of like hints at Combiner Wars Computron art. I'm assuming. How do we know this is Computron and not part of spoilers? An item that also happened, which was a leak of Lyokaiser.
Because you can see parts of Superion, the Silver Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in some of these photos you get to see limbs that do not make sense with the other item.
That makes sense.
Yes, so, we got to see the afterburner arm mm-hmm. attached to the Superion mold for scattershot, okay. And then we got to see the nose cone leg.
No, I had the same thought you did. I posted the Computron stuff late one night, and then the next morning there was the other item. And it's like, oh, did I screw up and misinterpret that? No, wait, no, there's a Silver Bolt leg. It still has to be that.
Yeah, it's really funny, though, that we saw this tooling first, though, with the BotCon set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just odd.
I mean, people have been using that as the basis for the theory of, okay, there is stuff in there to make the rest of the Technobots, just if they do it or not.
Right. And of course, we also got the big surprise, which is, what the hell, Lyokaiser?
Well, the big surprise to start with, I think, is just like, oh, hey, there is Deluxe Groove Mold as Afterburner.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that was really expected.
No.
And what it looks like, they've taken the Air Raid mold and actually done some extra retooling on it to make Strafe.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Possibly. I think one of the photos looked like it had twin nose cones, so I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have that up, but
it's really hard to tell with the quality of garbage photo that's being leaked out a piece at a time.
Did everybody see Chris McFeely's tweet about this?
The one from like 2 hours ago?
Yeah.
Oh.
The one I retweeted?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Let's see. I don't remember if I can actually quote it word for word.
I don't. No, you can't quote that word for word on the stream. You can certainly get the spirit of it across. Yeah.
So, McFeely. Oh, okay, let me pull it up. I love this. I love this so much. Chris McFeely. He's just Chris at Chris McFeely. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. He said, dear, oh, no, I can't say that. Dear expletive, who keeps teasing these out to feel like a big man, I'm sorry about your tiny penis.
Jeez.
I know. I can't use that word, though. Another photo leaked today. I want to talk about Lyokaiser in a minute, but art for Fortress Maximus. Different than what we saw before. And it looks to me like it's got the
Master Sword.
So that's interesting.
That's probably Comic-Con Fortress Maximus.
Or whatever. Like, remember we had that slide that was talking about an exclusive version of Fortress Maximus?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably it.
So like whether that's Comic-Con or just some other special exclusive version they're distributing somehow, this is probably the confirmation of that. Now, at first looking at that, I was like, okay, so what do they do? Just flip the art and paste a sword over it? Because like it's just, you know, a strip of the art, you can't see the whole thing, but no, like, it's posed very similarly, but all the details are a little bit different. So it's totally new art.
It's so weird, but so why is somebody doing this a piece at a time?
I think Chris McFeely kind of nailed it.
To hold your attention important.
Yeah, to hold your attention for as long as possible.
Because they're a jerk.
That one.
Don, thank you. Thank you for saying what none of the rest of us would.
So,
I just think it's marketing. I mean, it's smart.
Why?
It's marketing something that you don't own to gain and maintain attention you don't actually deserve.
Yeah,
we're talking about it though, so I mean, it's creating a buzz. How do we know?
We don't.
Yes, we haven't mentioned the person's name because we don't want to contribute stuff like that.
Diecast. For years, there's been, like, for as long as there's been leaks of test shots and stuff, there's been the fan who says, you know, Hasbro's probably just doing this themselves to get attention. Diecast, don't be that fan. Nobody likes that fan.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there is an adverse effect to marketing through this.
Possibly.
Yeah, there is an adverse effect to marketing through this diecast. That's exactly right. Yeah.
It pisses people off.
Yeah.
In marketing.
And the thing is, you know, yes, we're talking about it, but by talking about it, by, you know, actually doing a thing that did not exist before, we were actually creating something ourselves as opposed to getting like pictures of other people's crap and just leaking them to get people to look at us for as long as possible. Yeah. There is a difference. We are making the extra effort.
I'm less worried about the who than and the why. I guess it's just it's one of those things that it used to be that leaks happened. And I don't really I guess somebody thought, hey, okay. Backtracking a little bit. So people who our age who are into this stuff now, and Don's throwing me off because Don's older. But you know, we are working for companies that have professional relationships with Hasbro. So people get their hands on stuff. It's not just stolen supply chain items. And these kind of leaks are just going to increase because there are going to be more people who, I mean, we know lots of people who have information and access to stuff like this, who don't leak this because they're not douchebags and they don't want to lose their job.
Perfect example was the other day when Hasbro officially announced their Soundwave 15 minutes prior.
Yes.
15 minutes prior, we got a half of a, what, like faxed photocopy of a picture, basically broken line art of Soundwave. 15 minutes before Hasbro officially announced a much better picture.
It's like I don't.
That's a douchebag.
I don't.
Well,
mind,
yeah, that's douchebag.
I don't mind the leaks so much when they happen because they're going to happen.
Right.
I don't like this method of this, like fractional art.
That is the issue. That's the issue people are taking with this. It's not the leaking the stuff nearly so much as stop making a show of it.
Yeah.
Just if you have the stuff and you want to share it and be done with it.
Yeah. And don't get me. That's kind of what I meant. Is it almost seems like that's what a real professional agency that wanted to keep your attention for as long as they could would do. That's a marketing tactic.
Toys.
That's kind of what I meant.
Diecast, I just want to say, if I was in the position to have a marketing agency or a public relations firm working for me, and this is the method they chose to get people's attention.
Them.
Yes, exactly.
A month away from a giant trade show.
Yeah.
Because basically we're talking about it with negative connotations, which is not what you want.
That's exactly right. That's exactly the reason that that's not the case. But to Diecast's point, look at last year, the half photo of Devastator. Like somebody.
Oh, okay. You know what? I get this now. You've just brought it all into focus. The person who is leaking the stuff is trying to create that magic again by cutting everything in half and just releasing half of it at a time. Like, he doesn't have a bald German man to put in front of it for the full effect, but it's trying to do. It's in the same spirit.
Yeah, but it is. To Diecast's point, it is all about attention. It's just not attention about the product. It's attention about the person who's.
You know, we did get word a week or so ago that Hasbro is going to be at Nuremberg Toy Fair again, which is going to be like January 29th, I think. Last week in January sometime, basically. So, you know, we very well could have that lightning strike twice.
Yeah, could be. It would be very cool. But so one of the items that we got this week, but this wasn't fractional art. This was...
it like, started as fractional art.
Oh, did it? Yeah. Is Lyokaiser, and that's a what the hell?
Yes, I believe I actually heard Dawn squealing from two states away.
Well, it's just so weird that... You know, I've been saying since Combiner War started, we need to get some of the Japanese combiners out there, and now we have two Lyokaisers, one's already out in parts with from TFC, and now we're getting another Combiner Wars,
an official one,
a real one,
yeah, officially. So it's just great to see them looking at some other. Non-84, 85, 86 characters.
It's great to see
they need to repaint these molds 60 times.
Well, I mean, you know, again, I would love to have gotten new molds, but Lyokaiser is such a unique... If you follow the basic original blueprint of Lyokaiser with the way they combine, you would be real limited on doing anything else with them.
He's because... so unique. Let's throw repaints at it. It'll work.
But it works. You know what?
I'm excited about this.
I am too. Yeah, me too. I mean, it's going to be a little weird having Leo Zach as Skylink, because it's kind of...
Oh, no, that's going to be Deathsaurus. Yeah. Rob, you were trying to say something?
Yeah, it's just a minor thing. It's just, I would rather have this or something like Grand Galvatron than just a very blatant thing of let's keep the same, like, five 1984 people on the shelves again.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this does betray a little bit more creativity to than doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally agree.
Yeah, it's pretty obviously more driven by creativity than marketing, and I appreciate it.
You know what I want? I want those cars that you're talking about, the whatever we call it, battle. What's the name of that Optimus Prime?
Optimus Maximus? Oh, the Battlecore Optimus Prime?
I want those cars repainted in Raiden colors, and then we can, you know, so we can get to... That's what I want. And we have a Raiden, but the cars and the trains...
Yeah, Lyokaiser is going to be, you know, a wave of repaints. But if you look at the molds that they've used with Brawl, Skylinks, and Air Raid, it's the molds that we've gotten the least amount of time so far.
Don's going to go grab his Lyokaiser and show it off.
Also, I rather suspect Lyokaiser is going to be a box set.
I hope so.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure it will be.
Too. Yeah, so I mean, it's not a wave so much as... You know, $100 lump sum all at once.
Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking all the Combiner Wars stuff we see after this point is going to be like that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll have a little chess guy.
One of the rumors, like, Lyokaiser was rumored as a Combiner Wars box set a couple months ago, and it was just so crazy that nobody really gave it any credit. But part of that rumor, as I understand, was that there'd be an Arms Micron included with that to be like Eagle Breast or something.
Oh, neat.
That would be awesome.
I'm also wondering if it's actually going to come with that five-section staff shown in the artwork, too.
I would kind of be surprised at this point if it didn't, just because it is featured so prominently in the art, and they don't really, like, show stuff being carried by the toy that it doesn't have.
Yeah.
So going back to what we were talking about a minute ago with Groove being Afterburner, I said it didn't have the photo. I actually did. It's right here. And can we tell if it... I mean, it's art, but are we assuming any kind of retooling on that? Or
oh, yeah.
Are we?
Well, I mean, we can assume, but like what we can see there, I'm not making anything distinctly different.
We're going to need more information.
Yeah.
So are we expecting to see this at Toy Fair, yes or no?
Yeah.
I'd say yeah.
Okay.
My fear is that Computron and Lyokaiser are basically like, you know, they revealed Fortress Maximus was a thing already officially. And I'm kind of thinking these two are supposed to be like the cool surprise thing for Toy Fair. And now that's gone too.
Thanks, douchebag. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I don't like.
Yeah. You know, okay. In all fairness, Computron couldn't be helped because it's an inventory system. That stuff has to be in store computers at a certain point for everything to work. And someone's going to notice that and talk about it. You can't really help that.
Yeah, I agree.
Leaking the Lyokaiser art is different, though, because there is no sign of that beforehand.
Yeah, and again, frustration with the way they're doing it, not that they're doing it. If they didn't do it, we couldn't talk about it.
Well, now that we're seeing the Unite Warriors groove mold here, maybe our big Toy Fair surprise will be a G2 Defensor with that.
I would love that.
That would be awesome.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, what would really be cool is if G2 Bruticus is far enough out that Takara can get their blast-off mold done and Hasbro can just quietly update what G2 Bruticus is going to be.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up when we actually got to Unite Warrior.
Okay,
Bruticus.
Let's talk about it. So we have a photo from TF Yuki on Twitter, and it shows their work in progress, Bruticus, and he has an arm that's not a jet.
Also, Vortex has 4 rotors now, mm-hmm. or 4 blades.
Oh crap! It does.
Uh huh.
Well, poop. That's awesome. Okay, so yeah. It may not cancel this one.
I mean, like. Adding an extra pair of blades to the helicopter is not really, like, a thing for me.
But
like, that doesn't really make a difference one way or the other.
Back to the designer desk sketches we saw of Vortex, there was originally an alternate set of arms planned for that. That wasn't the missiles. I believe it was machine guns.
The only thing I'm thinking with that is, if you go back to that same thing, the... like, for one thing, all of the shapes are a lot more simple. Mm. Than most of the other design elements that we see for the other toys. And even the hand-foot gun is completely different. I think that might have just been representing a very early design stage and all of that stuff got
processed. Did you say hand-foot gun?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That made me think of foot and mouth disease. So okay.
Oh. Bad combiner syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's true. Two great things that don't taste good together.
So if we're getting this groove mold in some capacity, what's the over under on blast off?
You know, I just had the best thought too. Like, G2 Bruticus will come out and it will have jet blast off, but then somewhere down the line they'll do ruination and that's what they'll have the shuttle. Although that wouldn't be the worst outcome because Muvor is predominantly white and G2 blast off is also predominantly white. Like, you know, you'd be a sticker sheet away from getting a G2 blast off of that.
Maybe you can just get like a special combiner with all shuttles so we can have like all the versions of Bruticus upgraded.
Yeah. And use
Skylinks as the center. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now I just had this thought off the top of my head. What if they take Bruticus and recolor him like Fall of Cybertron Ruination that way? So it's like a reverse back homage to that, to the Wrecker recolors from Fall of Cybertron Bruticus.
Well, that would be our fourth shuttle, you know.
All right.
The RID Ruination, Fall of Cybertron Ruination, G1, G2. There you go.
Wow.
I have
a headache
idea that you're not going to like. There's already a precedent for box sets at San Diego Comic-Con. Yeah. What could do is release a Groove and a... what's the other one?
Blast off.
If Blast Off is done in time as a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, and then they could do throw in like a Silver Bolt in there that's repainted correctly to be
Scattershot.
Yes, you're right. Evil. We do hate you.
they would be evil for doing that.
Yeah,
so
that
it could happen.
Infuriating, but
who knows? It could happen.
No, what they need to do is a Comic-Con exclusive box set of G2 Color Alpha Bravo, Rook, and then the shuttle and Groove. Not Groove though, because
off-road.
Yeah, off-road.
So what they could do, while we're being terrible people, is Hasbro could start doing Lucky Draw.
Oh, okay.
They could release that correctly colored G1 as a Lucky Draw figure and make 4 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That would be great. Okay.
Or Big Bad could be like with Battle Unicorn and, you know,
get a movie.
Or like those Dark Energon Prime figures that they're still trying to get rid of.
Well, now, I've got the Clear Knockout. That's actually a very pretty figure.
Yeah. Hey, Rob.
Point is, though, they took on an entire exclusive, basically, line unto themselves, and they're still sitting on most of it.
Rob, this is already translated. You don't read any Japanese, do you? I know flow-throughs is, you know, we don't...
A tiny bit of katakana, but I cannot, you know, not enough to tell you...
Okay,
anything more than what's in the story already.
So this tease for the 20th anniversary of Beast Wars, the masterpiece, Optimus Primal, which we've already seen, like, renders off or whatever. It says, wait for next week.
Okay, so the video this came from is region locked, but I managed to watch the video. The video is itself just like a recap of early Beast Wars, mm-hmm. The Japanese dub, of course. And the image of this with the wait till next week is over the end credits. So it's just like, I think that's going to be the focus of the next video they release. This is just the next time on QTF or whatever this was.
Yeah, I think this, I think kind of a Beast Wars anniversary feature is like their weekly thing until Q Transformers comes back.
So this means nothing.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, good. So let's just get
that. So, there we go.
So one thing we haven't talked about was Blur, Titan Masters Blur, Titans Return Blur, unveiled, released.
Leaked. Another leak.
Leaked at postage stamp size, literally.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then some bigger ones came out through means that I would really prefer not to name on the show.
Okay.
But yeah, we got a slightly better look at it, and
it seems to be pretty thoroughly hated. I don't hate it.
I actually kind of like it. I mean, it needs some deco help, definitely.
Yeah. I'm disappointed by it more than anything, just because like completely making like updated G1 toys with more joints. Like, there's a little more to this, but, like, you can see that's really the design philosophy here. Make the G1 toy new. That's not the style of Generations I really prefer.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm sure it's a well-made toy. It's just the style is not to my taste.
What, can they name the headmaster Diecast? That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Okay. We will call it Diecast, nothing else.
Well, it'll probably call it Haywire.
Mickey.
Yeah, Hey Mickey, that'd be great.
Yeah, Mickey really did like this Blur design. So
did he?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so
I don't think me and Mickey have compatible taste in Transformers anymore.
people drift apart. You know what? What can you say? I was pretty happy about this Transformers Adventure Kabaya kits on the way in February. I'm going to pre-order these. So we get Bumblebee, Grimlock, Fix-It, Optimus, is that Thunderhoof?
No, it's Thunderbite.
Thunderbite. Overbite.
Thunderhoof is the one with the antlers.
Okay, gotcha. I haven't watched more than four episodes.
Yeah, but he's one of the cooler designs in the show.
Yeah. But, I really like the look of these. They should be slightly larger than Legends class size, I guess.
Probably.
About the size, roughly, larger. But they look more complex.
With stickers.
Yeah, they look more complex than, well, I say Legends size. It really depends on which year you're talking about when it comes to Legends class figures.
They would be between Legion and Commander size, I think.
Yeah. I look forward to getting this. I look forward to putting them together. I look forward to eating the candy. So,
well, okay, here's the one thing I'm really asking: what is with Grimlock's blue dino arms?
Oh, okay, I can answer this. So, like, you know how you get like MicroMasters or Minicons, and a batch of them is gang molded together. So, like, parts of all of them are spread across the different sprues. The Kabaya kits work the same. A lot of candy toy kits actually work on that principle. So like even with the Bandai candy toy models of the Megazords and stuff, like, okay, you'll get ones that are completely wrong colored just because they have to take space on this mold, which is like purple or something, even though it should be yellow.
Okay, all right, that just was like,
yeah,
and I can live with that.
No, I was kind of giving it a long look too before I started thinking about, oh yeah, that's how candy toys work.
Pretty neat. And oh yeah, so Michael Bay is directing Transformers 5.
Oh, big surprise.
Oh my gosh, no, you don't say.
But the big news with this story is he says this is his last movie.
and he means it this time.
Yes,
oh yeah, for
he means
real.
It this time.
Like he meant it last time.
The thing I like about this is this came originally from an interview with Rolling Stone, and in it they're talking about how he was looking over some test footage from the movie or something, and like they didn't go into great detail of that, and that's not really the important part, but like he sent back a bunch of notes on it and then said to the interviewer, it's really terrible when I'm not involved. So like, yeah, he wants this to be his last movie, but at the same time, it's like, you know, they can't do this without me.
Yeah. They're wearing enough explosions and lens flares. Breasts.
Yeah. Well, I also like some of those characters. This has to change.
Yeah.
Please let the main hot girl be over the age of, you know, 21, so I don't feel like a dirty old man when I'm watching the movie and he does those shots.
Oh, these characters are likable. Can't have that.
But at the same time, he can't remember what number he's on in the franchise.
Yeah, like there's this amazing insight you can get reading this, which is that all at once he has this growing apathy towards Transformers. You know, he can't remember which movie he's on. He wants to get out of it, but at the same time, he does not know how to let go and let someone else be in charge of it.
Yeah.
Like, he cannot see it any other way but the way he would have it be.
Right.
Now I'm imagining at the end of Transformers 5, you've got the credits scrolling. You've got directed by Michael Bay, and there's a little asterisk. And at the bottom of the screen says, and this time I really, really mean it.
No, it'll be like James Bond, and Michael Bay will return.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see here. Oh, yeah. Hey, guess what? Amazon. You know what would be great?
If you could get a G2 Superion.
Yeah, and you can get that at tfradio.net/Amazon when it's available. Do it through our website. That will help us out tremendously.
Check on the 15th. I have a suspicion. Yeah.
Because I've tried 6 times today, and it doesn't do anything.
Did you do it through tfradio.net/Amazon?
Of course you didn't.
I'm
sorry, Brian. You're breaking up. What was that? I'm sorry.
Oh, Don.
I did it through tfylp/Amazon.
Yeah.
No, I was just checking to see if actually the page came back up, and it didn't. So.
But then if it had, you would have gone out, gone back in through tfradio.net/Amazon.
Exactly. See, I was just saving time because I was on lunch.
We probably should have noted this when we were talking about before. The G2 Superion set was $99.99, which is actually a pretty decent price for one of those box sets. Computron's inventory listing was the same, so I think all the Combiner Wars box sets are going to be basically that.
Well, they've saved money by reusing so many parts.
Yeah, I mean
about that though. If you were to take the cost of all the figures individually and add it up, it would actually be about $1 cheaper.
Funny. Okay, but the box.
Yeah, but it's technically less packaging, so that should cost less.
Isn't it Devastator's box? Is it? I wonder if it's the same size as Devastator.
It should be a little smaller.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that big.
Yeah.
No. I mean, they might be saving time and money just by reusing it. And it just says Devastator, and they write with a Sharpie, G2 Superion.
I'd buy that.
I would too, actually. That would be pretty great. Well,
it would have to be a really bright crayon, though.
Yes. Now, you know, here's something that I would like to see a third party do. Now, this is really weird.
Can you get it on tfradio.net/Amazon? Let's talk about that for a second. You can actually get third party Transformers on tfradio.net/Amazon.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
I have. Yeah. Amazon has a good selection of third party stuff and first party stuff, and electronics and clothes. And video games, it's the best thing ever. Amazon takes a little bit of that money that they, you know, when you buy the stuff, and they send it back to us so that we can pay for this. Don, that microphone, the new microphone stand?
Yes.
Paid for
yes.
by tfradio.net/Amazon.
Thank you, listeners. We appreciate it.
The Amazon link was Don's new computer that he had to have.
Well, that wasn't paid for, but...
That was me.
But if Don had been using tfradio.net/Amazon himself, it could have.
Yeah.
Maybe
but,
Skype needs one.
Yes,
but now this is just me wishful thinking. I would love to see a third party make Amazon G2 artwork boxes.
Oh, that would be awesome!
Just make, because you know, like in G.I. Joe, they've been doing reproduction boxes for years. make G2 artwork boxes that you could take them out of the Hasbro boxes if you wanted to and put them in the G2 style artwork boxes for display.
I wish I know that, do stuff
that's,
like
that's maybe one in a thousand people, if that, but
it's not far off from those, the shells for the not Dino King. But yeah, of course, again, tfradio.net/Amazon.
It'd be cheaper to produce, though, because it's just cardboard. Yeah. And if you don't put a window in it, all you're doing is printing sheets of cardboard. That wouldn't be that expensive.
People... Or even it's an overlay that's the same size as the Hasbro box.
Yeah, all you really need is a slip cover.
Yeah, basically. Because I'm sorry, that Amazon Bruticus box is still one of the most gorgeous things
absolutely.
Ever.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. You know, ToyHack/Repro Labels could do something like that because they've got a whole printing setup going.
Yeah.
And they make those cardstock backgrounds. So
oh, like, yeah, that's right.
John, shoot them an email. Maybe they'll give you a free sample of it when they make it.
Oh, and they can also make a little Cybernet Space Cube border that you could put around the box.
We're going crazy, Don, but that is a great idea.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so tfradio.net/Amazon. So who put this in the show notes, this Beelzebos Fanatic Lord prototype photo of Nova Prime upgrade kit for Combiner Wars Battle Corps?
How you doing?
Didn't we talk about that a while ago?
Yes, he did it.
So I checked the date on that. That posted after the last live show we did.
Okay. So it sure is an upgrade kit for this toy.
Mm-hmm.
Who wanted to talk about it? I just nothing jumps out at me about it.
Not it.
Diecast, no. Did you put that in there?
No,
I didn't.
Somebody did.
Not me.
Okay, weird. Okay, so there is certainly
Massey.
There is certainly somebody putting stuff in the show notes. That, but yeah, if you want to get a third party upgrade kit for that toy. This sure is one.
It's probably $60 for a $20 toy.
Yeah.
With those wings, I would imagine.
Well, yeah.
It just doesn't look enough like the Nova Prime character model from Devastation for me, because that's what I'd actually like.
Well, and it's weird that we're getting so many Nova Prime, all these, you know, I guess he's big in the comics right now, but there's several versions out there.
Well, no, he's dead in the comics now, Don.
Oh. Yeah. But the thing is, because of that, you know, that kind of coloring connection between him and Battlecore Optimus Prime, it kind of makes things ripe for upgrade kits.
Better than making Ultra Magnuses out of them.
Yeah.
So
which somebody else has a kit to do.
Yeah.
Of course.
So
because
why? Because
we need more white Ultra Magnus caps, of course.
Apparently.
Okay.
I'm surprised people aren't doing Thunderclash more.
Yeah.
Oh,
that needs to happen. I need a Thunder.
Yeah, I'm so tempted to get that sticker sheet that turns him into Thunderclash, even though it's completely wrong.
So Don had asked about this fans project Dino Shell situation. It doesn't really interest me, but does anybody care about this besides Don?
Well, I just was going to say that, you know, it's they say they're going to do the shells, but they're going to be like super limited, and it's
500 sets.
Yeah,
that's
so
not
it's
that limited.
Yeah, but they'll also still be about $90 a piece.
Yeah.
So it's.
Which I called that a long time ago. Yeah. That these were going to cost as much as the individual figure.
Yeah. For third party toys.
Yeah.
It's not super limited. It's limited, but it's not ridiculous. Plus, it's a relatively obscure character. It's an obscure character, and then an obscure play pattern over and above that.
Yeah.
That 500 number seems. Not terrible to me.
It's just I can't justify it because the toy the shell goes around is $20 less than the shell. And it's just I mean I'm glad Fans Projects is doing it because I mean
people who can afford to buy these, it's nice that the option is there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just I just can't spend that much for a shell and the toy.
Mm-hmm. At the same time it seems like Fans Project overreached a little bit when they started this.
Yeah,
they actually posted a message to that extent.
Yes, it's taxing their funds and their resources to do this.
Uh-huh. I mean,
yes, this is a bad idea, but now we're committed, so we're going to try and stick with it.
Well, you know that you know, bravo to them for sticking to it.
I'm betting
they have so many other lines already going on.
But they're not going to be able to finish any of those now because these things are going to ruin them.
Well, actually, a pre-order did go up for their Not Grimlock today.
yeah, well, whatever. Yeah. It's not Planet X, so.
It's just sad because I was really looking forward to getting this being my Dino King and getting the shells. It's just they probably thought the shells would be ending up cheaper individually than they wound up being.
Probably.
Yeah, there's probably truth to that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, keep in mind this is a business. I mean,
And this is something that nobody in the third party scene really tried to do before. Yeah. Making these Rotocast kind of products.
I mean, at some point, someone else may make shells for their figures in a different format that's cheaper. I mean, it's a possibility.
Yeah, I just...
It's...
Like, Fans Project, if anybody, would probably have the factory connections at this stage of the game to get as good a price as you could get on the scale possible. And this is probably just something that, like... Especially for the size of the figures that have to go into them.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what's really killing it.
Yeah, well, because these shells, the two or three they had at TFCon, these things are not small.
They are huge.
They're like footballs, aren't they?
The Brontosaurus, the body of it is basically like a football. That's without the limbs and the tail and the head.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is this could be the start of this third-party pretender. This is what starts people looking at doing it cheaper to make.
I think this is going to scare people away from it.
Yeah,
I think this is. I think that's very
cost prohibitive to do. And
okay, so let's look at the two projects that have attempted to make pretender style toys in the last 2 years. There's this Saurus Rio business, and there was Play With This too,
and BotCon.
Yeah, well, BotCon, I mean, that worked because, you know.
It was pretty cool.
Well, that worked just because, like, they had the resources to put into it.
Yeah.
And they did one.
Yeah.
And it was limited. Yeah, it was limited.
And it was around a Legends toy, so the Pretender shell only had to be that big and not that big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of difference there, but, like, Pretenders... in quantity, especially, don't seem to be enough of a thing right now in people's consciousness to be a viable third-party item.
And believe me, I do not love Pretender. Other than Metal Hulk and one or two of the G1 ones, I am not a Pretender person. But I know a lot of people are, and I was hoping this might kickstart people looking at ways of doing it cheaper. Yeah, but...
Capacity or another, I would like to at least see like the Autobot and Decepticon pretenders from Master Force as some kind of modernized toy.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed watching Master Force. I wouldn't mind having representations of the characters. I don't really care about getting G1 pretender toys though, because like they're statues.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
That doesn't do anything for me. I like that Fans Project had the idea and are trying to follow through with making the pretender shells they originally set out to. Obviously, if and when they get around to doing the Monstructor version of the inner robot toys, like at one point in time, they're like, yeah, we could probably do pretender shells for those too.
Hey, quick thought. Okay, so third party companies have basically milked combiners. They are working toward milking like Headmasters. They're doing pretender shells. What other Transformers gimmicks could they jump on that they've really not touched on before?
Well, Micromasters.
They're kind of already doing that if you look at like DX
Iron Factory stuff.
It's
a little bit removed from that. Like I'm thinking like actual Micromaster would original size.
Yeah, okay. So cheaper, simpler, four packs.
Simpler, maybe not cheaper.
Have we seen any Beast Wars third party?
Not other than Leonidas.
Leonidas and his recolor.
Yeah.
Power Master. Well, actually, Fans Project did the with the Core series with Steel Core. You've got your Power Master there.
Jump Starters.
Well, you've also got you've got your UK sublines. We haven't seen anything along the lines of Rotoforce. The Aqua Changer, that color change is really not that much of a gimmick.
I'd like to see a third party do that, though, just to be different.
Just to get updates of the characters.
But, you know, like Turbo Masters. You know,
Monster Bots.
Oh, yeah. That would
be great.
That would be interesting.
Like those are the ones that sparked out of their mouths, right?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Those are Spark Bots.
Those are okay.
No. The Monster Bots.
Fire Cons and Spark Bots.
No, the Monster Bots did have the sparking action.
I thought they did.
Yeah,
yeah.
Repugnus.
Yeah,
the buttons on the back of the head, and the sparks come out of his mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Grotesque. They come out of the chest.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the Sparkabots and the Firecons, but okay.
Yeah. New Monster Bots would be cool. I would love to see it, like a new take on Repugnus.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's still ground to be covered for third party to go and visit on other late G1 gimmicks. Some of which would be pretty cool. Like, the sparking thing, like, Official Toys could never do that again because it's not safe enough. But, hey, what does a third party care if somebody catches on fire?
Yeah. actually, no offense to third party, but, you know, like, some of them, the plastic quality. It's not that. Okay, let me backtrack.
Well, look, I mean, some of them basically ship with knives.
Yes.
people do cut themselves on their third party toys.
Like most third party stuff, like has gotten really, really good, comparable, in some cases superior to the official stuff. But some of them are still really iffy. So I would worry that if I had a sparking one that it might catch fire because of either paint or the quality of plastic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they could always...
Super accurate, the Fallen.
That would be amazing.
And if third parties start looking at companion lines, you've got the entire Brave series where you've got symmetrical docking, you've got multiple armor up modes. You've got, they worked Micro Masters in with Sky Gary, you know, the recolor of him. So I mean, if they look at Brave as an option, you've got tons of new gimmicks that they can work with.
Trans Fanatics just tweeted at us, Action Masters, but you know, that's kind of what Play With Us 2 was.
Yeah,
and also there's that company doing the nicer Action Masters that's been done already in production. There was a Sunstreaker, there was a Soundwave.
They're doing them Revoltech style.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Didn't remember that.
Well, and somebody else, I don't remember which group, but they were doing like animation styled. Non-combining combiners, you know, basically big Action Master combiners.
Oh yeah, they did the Devastator.
Oh yeah,
and some Dinobots and Dinosaur mode too.
Somebody had like prototypes for Defensor and Predaking.
Okay, that would be, you know, nothing really stands out to me. Like I would almost want to go outside of Transformers and go to something like third party Battle Beasts, which are Transformers in Japan or closely related, or Visionaries or something, because that would make Don's day.
Yeah.
Or GoBot. I mean GoBots.
Yeah, transform. Unless you're talking about GoBots slash Night Changers.
Well, I was thinking
that's what third party should do. Start making new Spy Changers.
Yeah.
No added articulation, just, you know, transforming Hot Wheels cars.
I would buy that. I would buy the heck out of that.
Plus, they would have to be cheap just because they're so simple.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump to what's on the network this week. We have the RFC Minicast episode 41, and that Chris, John, and Matt spoke about newer stuff, things outside of... trying to think. What did you guys actually talk about?
I don't know which one 41 is off the top of my head.
That was not the one where you talked about Computron and everything. That was the one where it was like the after show. I've got the show notes right here.
I remember doing it. I just don't remember what specifically we talked about.
The latest Legends toys, combined the best and worst.
Legends. Legends Wave 2.
Yeah. So you talk about like the later stuff from Combiner Wars that's shown up. That was fun. I listened to that last night.
It was fun to sit there and talk about it. I just, you know.
Yeah.
It's like I have this problem when I do podcasting. After it's over with, I basically don't remember any of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean. Being Awesome with Rob Springer, episode 41. Superhero Time presents that one episode of Star Trek, The Magnificent Ferengi. Thank you for going there.
Well, I listened to that last night. It's a fun episode.
I haven't listened to it.
I haven't listened to it yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still waiting for my favorite Next Generation episode to be covered. Darmok, but
in July at Tanagra. Darmok in July.
On the ocean.
It's all right, Don. They never listened to any of my suggestions either. It's okay.
And
I tried suggesting the stuff that you suggested, but nobody was interested in doing it.
I'm surprised you haven't covered yesterday's Enterprise yet.
Have you not?
No, we haven't.
Okay. Mickey would probably just die. He would just fade away.
In boredom?
Yeah, I don't know. So in the Get the Skinny episode 33, John and I talk about new Pringles flavors. We wax nostalgic about 80s, 90s junk food. And John shares a CrossFit-like circuit exercise you can try at home.
Brian, speaking of Pringles, did you ever try the pecan pie ones?
I hate Pringles. I don't eat them.
Oh, okay.
They're disgusting.
I like how from that whole thing Kelby was saying, the takeaway Don had is, hey, speaking of Pringles.
Yeah. Okay, so also on T-Formers, I guess it's time to announce the winner of your contest. So
yes.
Take it away.
Okay, so our randomly selected first prize winner who will receive a $50 Big Bad Toy Store gift certificate is Cybe Council. Pardon me if I'm not pronouncing that how you intend. The second prize winner is Rev, R-H-E-V. And the second prize winner is MTMA. We will be contacting all of you by board private message later tonight. So basically just keep an eye on your inboxes so you don't miss the information. We need to get some information from you to get the gift certificates to you. So just be watching for that.
And congratulations to all of our winners.
And thanks for everybody who participated.
Very cool. So what else? You guys did a lot of work recapping 2015.
Rob, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we actually got five separate articles out of it. We did the best of comics for 2015. We did the best of masterpiece and unofficial products. And thank you very much to Matt and Diecast for helping us with that, because kind of a blind spot for both of us.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
It was fun seeing the different kinds of answers you both came up with, too.
Yeah, really good stuff there. Definitely check it out. We've got the Best of Toys Part 1, a general thing. We've got a more specific thing about generations and a recap of the news in general, good, bad, and memorable.
Very cool. Awesome.
Yeah, we wrote these together. We collaborated on this, and we had a lot of fun with it. So, you know.
And it's a really interesting read, too. I suggest everybody check it out.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so you can follow me on Twitter at bkilby, B-K-I-L-B-Y. XV is no longer on Twitter. He is
again?
He's on Twitter. He just doesn't.
It's a secret to everyone.
He just won't tell you where.
I've been so busy.
Not that
last
hard to find,
weeks.
But I'm not going to make it easy for you.
I am. We are also at TF Radio Diecast.
Oh, I am at a bunch of places. I'm on Twitter at Diecast2. And on Facebook, you can follow me at Reviews by Diecast.
Sweet. Don?
I'm on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4 EVR. You can find me on Facebook as well. And that's it.
Matt doesn't do social media.
I refuse to participate.
I like that. Rob?
I am at RAC2750. I'm also at Flailthroughs, but that's kind of napping at the moment. Though probably I will be doing some kind of coverage of the Dragon Quest Builders demo for PS4 when that comes out in a couple of weeks.
So I remember how I was playing Dragon Quest V, got all the way to the end, and then I stopped playing. I need to go back and finish. Like, literally, I could probably finish it in 20 minutes.
So, Rob, you also have another project you've been working on and off the last few weeks.
Okay, yeah. I'm also working on a webcomic called Spacenoids. It's a bridge series. Yes, it's a bridge series style parody of the original Mobile Suit Gundam. And just, it is at, God, what is my own URL for this? I've only been doing this for like a month, okay? So.
I didn't know this. This is awesome.
It is at spacenoidscomic.blogspot.com.
Space the Noids comic.
Spacenoids. It's the term used in the original Gundam for people who live in space. So that's why I named it.
Very cool. Okay, I'll check that out.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, guys.
It's very entertaining if you get the original source material.
I don't.
Yeah,
that's probably still funny, though.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Very cool. Hey, this podcast is funny if you get the original source material, and if you don't, you're lost. Kind of like me in Superhero Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we will be back next week. Thank you guys so much for being here, and everyone out there, thank you for listening. If you haven't already, leave us a review on iTunes. Do that between now and next week. We would appreciate it. Until then, we'll see you later. Have a good one.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.